Again, the topic Gemara says that Amri Harif the Pumbadisa, the strong people, the Harifim of Pumbadisa. Rashi says the Gemara in Sanhedrin says this was Eifa the Avima ben Erach by the Pumbadisa. So they said over the Harif the Pumbadisa, the sharp people of Pumbadisa said like this: said Haktorah Mifagelis Haktorah, that one Haktorah could be Mifagel the second Haktorah. So Rashi says that means Hikta Koimitz. Let's say Bishas, you're burning the kmitza of the mincha. You have in mind right now, you plan to burn the levoina tomorrow. So here it's called pigul, and their chiddush was ba'afilu l'rabban, even according to rabban shita, the yarmu that they say usually ain mefaglin b'chatzi matir, that you cannot be mefaglin b'chatzi matir. So the chur here also, you only have the machshavas pigul Bishas, you're burning the kmitza. Not Bishashi burning the Levoyna later. But still I'll answer you, Hani Mili, when did the Rabbanim say with the Chatzi Matir, you cannot make Pigul, that's only Heichod Yechishev Beidi Shirayim, U Levoyna Bimil Sakaima. That's only in the case of the Chomim was, where Bishashi Kemitza, you're thinking now of eating the Shirayim tomorrow. So you're only thinking Bishashi Chatzi Matir of the Shirayim, but you're not thinking about the Levoyna at all. The Levoyna stays by itself. So since the Levoyna is the other Chatzi Matir, and you have no Machshava about it at all, therefore can't be Chal Pigul with the Machshava during the Kemitza. Avalocha, but over here, the Chishiv Lo B'Levoyna, that since here Bishas, the burning of the Kemitza, you're also thinking about that you plan to burn the Levoyna tomorrow. So since you're thinking about the Levoyna, that's the Harif of the Pumbadisa Svara, that Kamad the Chishiv B'Bekule Matir Dami. It's sitting like you had the machshava during the whole matir. Since you're thinking about the levain also, therefore would be chal tigul according to Chachamim. Omar Rav, Rav said back, Afanan Amatnina, bring a proof of this also. We also learn like this. Afanan Amatnina, that we had a Gemara before that said, Zahaklal, kol ha-koimates, v'noisem b'kli, v'ha-merlech v'ha-maktir, that any time the koin b'shas one of these four avoidus, of either making the kemitza, or putting it into the kli, or walking with it, or burning it. Lechol dover shadak lechol. If you have in mind to eat something, the shirayim tomorrow. Ros lahakter dover shadak lahakter. You have in mind to burn something. Chur it means burning the levoina tomorrow. So chutzlim koyim my posel. The machshav is to eat it or to burn it. Chutzlim koyim in the wrong place. It's posel v'ein bekoris. But chutzlim manoi. If you have in mind to eat it or to burn it, the wrong time tomorrow. Then the locher is pigul v'chayav malav chorus, yet it's chal pigul and yichayav chorus. So now, my love isn't it talking about haktorah doing the hanach. The haktorah is just like the other three cases also. That mahanach, just like the other three, b'shas tekemitza, or b'shas tekabolos pekli, or b'shas halocha, bein lecho, bein lahakter, the svar whether you have in mind teeth from the shirayim, or whether you have a mind to burn the k'toris, burn the kemitza. So al haktorah, when we're talking about now about burning the kemitza, the machshavri is bein lechol, whether you have a mind to eat from the shrine tomorrow, or bein lahakter, whether you have a mind to burn something tomorrow. Now you're ready now being oisik and burning the kemitza. So what else is there to burn? Only the levoina. You see clearly, if you have a mind, the shasti burning the kemitza to burn the levoina tomorrow, it's like a chal pigul. Marsha's like, could be there's no proof. I'll tell you, Hanach, the first three cases, when the kohen has the mind pigul, the shas kemitza, or hilocha, or kabbalah spekli, they're true, bein lecho, bein lahakter. It applies as far both ways, whether you have a mind to eat, you have a mind to burn. But haktorah, when you're holding by burning the kemitza, here lechol in. Maybe only if you have a mind to eat from the shirayim, then it's a chal pigul. But lahaktiloi, if you have a mind b'shas, you're burning the kemitza. If you have a mind to burn the levoina tomorrow, maybe that does not make pigul. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Menashe bar Goda, kaimed Abaya. Rav Menashe was sitting down in front of Abaya. The Yosef, when he's sitting, the Kamer, he said over Mishmed Rav Chizda, name of Rav Chizda, that Rav Chizda holds. Ein haktorah mefagelas haktorah. No, that if b'shas you're burning the kemitza, you have in mind to burn the levoina tomorrow. It's not chal pigul in the mincha, not like charif de pumbadisa. But they hold no ein haktorah mefagelas haktorah, and they say it that the Rav Chizda says it via Afilul Rabbi Meir, even according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the Yom that he says Mefaglin bechatzimater that you could have a machshavas pig of a shas bechatzimater. I'll tell you though, Hani Milu, when was this said? Hecha dechishav bo bishirayim dechemetz. That's only if a shas you're burning the kemitza, you have in mind to eat the shirayim of the kemitza. Why Hanimili hecha dechishav bo bishirayim? Only when you have in mind to eat the shirayim tomorrow. Then, even though you only had this machshav v'shas kemitza, you know why? The kemitz matted it too. Because the burning of the kemitza, that's what's matted the shirayim. Even though it's only a chatzi matir, but that's from Neya Svara, that a chatzi matir could also make pigle. Avloch, but over here, the kemitz lav matted l'vainuhu. Here what happened, v'shas, you burning the kemitza. You had in mind to burn the l'vainu tomorrow. That was your machshav's pigle. If so, le'motzi mafagabei. Since the kemitza, the burning of the kemitza, is not what's matter to levoina, the burning of levoina could be done even before you burn the kemitza. It's its own matter. It's not the pshat the kemitza is being matter levoina. If so, therefore lematzim afagobei. Therefore, b'shat the avoid of burning the kemitza, you cannot have a mind tita levoina tomorrow or to burn the levoina tomorrow. That would not be a pigle. So Chitzer of Chizda argues achriv the kumbadisa. Omalei Abaye said back, Oni Mori, like please my Rebbe, please answer me, Mishmei Derav, like did you say this over the name of Rav or not? Omalei, so Chizda said back, in yes, that I said this over the name of Rav, and it benamu, you also learned like this, that Omer Rav Chizda Omer Rav, that Chizda said this over the name of Rav, that Ein Hak Torah, Mifagelas Hak Torah, that yes, that Bishas, you're burning the Hak Torah, the Kemitza, you have in mind to burn the Levoina tomorrow, that does not make pigle. Omar Rav Yaakov, Baridi, Mishmei the Abai, name of Abaya, that Afana Namitanina, we also learned like this, that I can chal pigle. They we learned it says, Shochat Echad Min HaKvosim, if you made a Shechita on one of the Shnei Kvosim of Shavuos, Lecho Mimenu L'mochor, you have in mind to eat from this korban itself, eat from the meat tomorrow, then who pigle v'chavera kosher? And the korban itself is pigul, but the other kevis, that's the kosher. What's going to be lecho mechavera lamochor? The b'shash is shechted one kevis, you had a mind heat from the second one tomorrow, so then shneim ksherim, both of them are kosher. Question is my time, what's the reason? Lav, isn't it mishum, the chiv on the lav mate didehu, that since shechting one kevis is not what's mate the second kevis. This kevis is only mate itself, not the second kevis. His sol emotzi mafagobei. You cannot have a machshavas pig of a shash to make a shchit on one keves to eat the second keves. So here you see, you can't have a machshavas pig of a shash, the burning of the kemitza, to burn the levoina. So here it's a raya to Rav. So Morris says, Loi, no. Hosamu de lo ikva bechad mona is a big difference. Over there, the shnei kvosim, they don't have to do one with the other. They were never put in the same kli. Therefore, one machshava cannot pass on the other one. Over here by a mincha, diikva bechad mona. Let's see, when you make a mincha in the same kli, you put the seilus, the flour, you put the shemen, and you put the levoina. It's all put in the same kli. So maybe here the svara should be like the chariva, the pumpadisa, that kichad domi is considered like one. And therefore, maybe if you have a machshavas pigul, the shas, the burning of the kemitza, that you plan to burn the levoina tomorrow, maybe it would be pigul. So for this halacha, you have no right to Rav. Nothing more says, Omar Rav Hamnuno, Choynul Soiv Loyali Rabbi Chanino. Mean that Rabbi Chanino taught me this thing. So Rabbi Hamnuno is saying over that Choynul Soiv this thing, Ivloli Rabbi Chanino, he taught me this halacha, V'takiloli V'chulu Talmidoi, it's worth to me like all my learning. In other words, it was a very chashuva learning. So what did he teach him? He taught him this, that Hikter Kaimitz Lahakter Levoino V'lechol shirayim l'mocha pigol. That if the Kohen B'shas he's burning the kemitza, he has in mind to burn the levoina and eat from the shirayim tomorrow, then it becomes pigol. So this machshava helps. Now, my kamashmalon, what does he mean to teach us here? What's the chiddush over here? My kamashmalon. I hak Torah, nifagelas hak Torah. This is the chiddush that Rav Chanina taught him. Was that B'shas, the burning of the kemitza, you could have a mind to burn the levoina tomorrow, and that makes pigul. If so, Lema should have said him clearly, just should have said, Hikta Kaimet Lahakta Levoino, is Pigal. So that's the only chiz, let him just say this case. What do you have to say also? We had in mind, he to shrine tomorrow. Elomai, Ima Faglin Bechatimate Kamash, but if he wants to teach us, that even though you only had this machshava b'shas, you're burning the kamitza, only b'shas hachatzimatir, said Yod like Rabbi Meir Shrita, if so lame, let him say glad, said hik to kaimitz, lechol shirayim l'machor, that you will b'shas you makta the kamitza, you had a mind teach from the shirayim tomorrow, but that makes pigo. So how come you have to say both cases together? Elamai, what else do you have to say? I tavayu kamashvon, Elamai want to teach us both chedushim here. If so, lame, let him say, Hikta Kaimet Lahakta Levoino, Velecho Shram Lamachar. Let him say clearly. But let him say with a vav like, Velecho Shram Lamachar. As if this has two separate cases. The way he said it, it's Mashmith's one case, that Peshach, the Akhtar of the Kaimet, he had a mind to burn the Levoina and to eat the Shraim. It's Mashmith's one case. But if you want to teach us both Kiddushim here, it should be like two separate cases. So let him say, I should have said this. The Dikta Kaimetz Lahakta Levoin is one case, and then Velech Lashraim another case, Lamacha. So how can he tell it in one case? So Marin says, Omer of Acha Baravo, Li'elum really atel you k'savar, ein haktorim mefagelas haktoro. And Echnam, it could be held like Rav, that if the Shasti burning the Kemitz, you have in mind just to burn the Levoin tomorrow, maybe it does not become a Pigol. And also he holds also V'yein Mefaglim Mechatzimatir. He holds up like Rabbi Meir. If just b'shas the burning of the Kemitza, he would have a mind heat from the Shrine tomorrow, it could be that would not be Chal Pigol. If so, why is in this case, is it Yechal Pigol? So the answer is, V'shani Yach, here it's different, to postulei Machshava B'kula Mincha. Here you had this one Machshava throughout the whole Mincha. In other words, the case here was b'shas you were burning the Kemitza, you had a mind, first of all, to eat from the shrine tomorrow. So you had a mind about eating from the shrine. It's only a chatzimatir, but you also had a mind to burn the levoina tomorrow. So you had a mind about doing the levoina, which is the second matir. About burning the levoina tomorrow, that's ein haktara, makes pigger with the other haktara. But here it's better because you also had a mind to eat from the shrine tomorrow. So when you have these both machshavas together, then they help. That was his chiddush. That was a tremendous chiddush that Rav Muna learned from Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara says, Toni Tone Kamed Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, that a Tana learned in front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, that Hikter Koimitz, Lechol Shirayim, let's say you had in mind, Hikter Koimitz, you were burning the Kemitza, and you had in mind, Lechol Shirayim, heat from the Shrayim tomorrow, is it every Hakal Pigol? According to everybody, it becomes Pigol, even according to Chom also. The question is, how could it be that? How could that be? Well, Mifflek Pligi, I just go for the Machlekes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, even though it's here during a Chatzimatir. It's only Rabbi Meir that says it's Pigol, not the Chachamim. And rather, Eimei meant to say like this, the Divrei Hakel Posel, that according to everybody, even according to Chom, Makol Ponim, that's Posel. That even though you only had the Machshava during the burning of the Kemitza, which is only a Chatzimatir, but Makol Ponim, though, Midrabonim, though, it's Posel, there's a Gzeirah of a chatzim matir, otzo kulim matir. That's his chiddush. Divrei Hakel Posel. Fret the Gemara of Aleim, let him say this. Harei ze pigol. Rabbi Meir, let him say better no, it's pigol. Goes according to Rabbi Meir. Someone says, Tona divrei Hakel Nisnayu, that he wants to say Allah, goes according to everybody. You can't tell him he should have said something according to Rabbi Meir. He wants to say something, goes according to everybody. He wants to say that according to everybody, even according to Chachamim, that Hakel Ponim, it's Posel. So therefore, Pigo Bipsul Michlaflay. The reason why he says something goes according to everybody, because the Jew just said Pigol, he can make a mistake with Psul. But Harezu, the Divrei Akril, Le Michlaflay. But now that he said Harezu, that goes the Divrei Akril, that you can't make a mistake. Yes. So in other words, it's like this. First, the Lashon he said was, he said a Lashon that the Divrei Akril was Pigol. So now we say, no, he doesn't mean to say Pigol, he meant to say Psul. The question is, who told you that's what he meant to say? Maybe he meant to say that according to Rabbi Meir it's Pigol. Like, how do you know which word to change? True, he said Divrei Hakol, he said the word Pigol. So which changing the word Pigol doesn't mean Pigol, it means Psul. Someone's asking, no, maybe change the word Divrei Hakol. Maybe that he did not mean to say Divrei Hakol. He meant only to say, according to Rabbi Meir, that it's Pigol. The answer is,
the word psul and tigul that you can make a mistake. See, even though really he meant to say psul, they wrote it down, they understood him, and he said tigul. Therefore, we could change it. But since he started off to say the words divri hakol, that you can't make a mistake. You can't tell me that he meant to say according to Rabbi Meir, that nobody makes a mistake. So therefore, pshita, what he meant to say was something happens according to everybody. And that must be that I call upon him it's psul, even though tigul is not because it's only a chatzimatir, but the chum agree that I call upon him it's psul midirabonim. Now the Mishnah says, beginning of the third parak, Ha'akoymet es ha'mincho lechol dover shendako lechol. Let's say the Kohen had a moy b'shav k'mitzo to eat from the mincho something that's not a derech lechol. He had a moy to eat from the levoina tomorrow, or he had a moy to eat from the k'mitzo tomorrow. Or else, l'haktir dover shendako l'haktir. The shav who's oisik in the k'mitzo, he had a moy to burn the shrine tomorrow. The locher is kosher. There's not a machshav of tigul. Since she had the machshav on the wrong type of a thing, that doesn't make tigul. Rabbi Elazar poisel. Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's poisel. We'll soon see in the Gemara why. What's going to be now? Lechol, dover, shadak, lechol. He had a mind to eat something he's supposed to eat. He had a mind to eat the shrine just tomorrow. Rosa lahakter, dover, shadak, lahakter. He had a mind to burn the kmitzo, to burn the levoina tomorrow, but pochus mikazayis, he only had a mind to burn or teeth less than mikazayis, so that's not called a ma'isa chilo, that's not called a ma'isa haktoro, and therefore kosher. Therefore this machshava does not pass all the mincha. What's going to be if the Kohen has in mind lecho kechatzi zayis or lahakta kechatzi zayis? He has the mind b'shas kmitzo, teeth from the shrine tomorrow, chatzi kazayis, and to burn the levoina tomorrow, or to burn the kmitza tomorrow, achatzi kazayis, again kosher, the mincha is still kosher. Why? But the klal is sheina achilu v'yaktorim and tarfin. You cannot put the two machshava together. The machshava of an achilu and aktorim does not come together. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rab Asiyam Rab Yechanon, my time with the Rabbi Lezer, what's the reason of Rabbi Lezer? How can he hold in the Mishnah that the Kohen had a moin b'shas kmitza to burn the shrine tomorrow, that's chal tigul? The horse not a derech to burn the shrine, is derech to eat it. So why does he have like the raw machshav, but it's still chal tigul? So Yen says, Oma, Kroa the Pasuk says, V'yim ha'yocha ye'yocha mebsas zevach shlomov, by the parasha of tigul, it says a double oshin, V'yim ha'yocha ye'yocha, if you have a mind to eat from the korban shlomim, which we dash to means to say, you have a mind, b'shashchit, b'shtei achilos akos medaber. The Pasuk is talking about two types of an achilus. Echad achilas odom, v'yechad achilas mizbeach. One, you can have a mind b'shas dalar avoidus, whether to make an achilas odom, eat from the meat tomorrow, or else to make an achilas mizbeach, which means either burn the meat tomorrow or to make the zrika tomorrow. So the Pasuk says two things. Loimloch, comes to teach us loimloch, that kishen shem chashren b'yachilas odom, v'yachilas machshav helps, that you plan to eat from the meat tomorrow. The same way the machshav is tigul helps if you have a mind to burn the emurim tomorrow. Now, if kishem shemachash from the same mizbeach, you can think about even the mizbeach. Something goes on the mizbeach to something that goes on the mizbeach. In other words, something that an adam is supposed to eat. Let the shrayim eat this tomorrow. Mizbeach moin urim like a chal tigul is so. Reb Leza darshens and holds. That you could change around the machshavas also. If you think to eat something that you're supposed to burn, or you think to burn something that you're supposed to eat, it'll also be chal tigul. The Gemara says, my time, what's like the real reason of Reb Elazar? That since Lamaisa, the Pasuk here in Heyochi, burning the Emurim on the Mizbeach, and still the Pasuk calls the Lashon of Achilo. So Torah calls the Lashon of Akhtoro the Lashon Achilo. As if to say you're allowed to change around, even if you think to eat the Emurim, or if you think to burn the Basar, or here by Mincha, if you think to burn the Shrine, or you think to eat the Levoina, it would also be Chal Tigel. Now, Rabbanim, what do they do with this Svara? Rabbanim say, hi, the Afkin of Rachman of Lashon Achilo. You know why the Pasuk says Lashon of burning on the Mizbeach.